Hi there. I am Mark Swallow, and I am glad you are joining me for today's edition of the Definition Podcast. Let's get started. Good morning and good evening. Last week, we talked about the word heritage, meaning an inheritance. And I used the week to introduce myself to you and to give you a sense of the heritage of this ministry definition, which is part of what I have inherited in my pastoral ministry among you. And you, as a listener to this daily broadcast, are also an inheritor of definition. We're in this together, you, me, and everyone else who tunes in. Even though we cannot see each other, I hope we'll be like family. And I am praying that what we share with one another will strengthen us and encourage us to obey and love Jesus Christ deeply. Be sure and remember to write to me. When you do, I'll be sending you a free gift. It will help me a lot to know who's listening and what you will find beneficial to define and discuss. You can send me a quick email or write me a letter. Stay tuned for details on how to do that. As we get going in a new week, I'd like us to focus on a word that is related to heritage, but different. It is the word history. History. This makes logical sense because in order to understand one's heritage, that which is inherited by you, one has to know something of one's own history. The Bible makes this clear. Over in the New Testament book of Romans, listen to what the Apostle Paul writes to the Christian people living in that supreme historical city of Rome. I'm reading now from Romans chapter 15 and verse 4. This is Romans 15, verse 4. For whatever was written in earlier times was written for our instruction, so that through perseverance and the encouragement of the Scriptures, we might have hope. Here, the Apostle Paul instructs the Roman Christians, and you and I, as we read the text, about the value of biblical history. Let's talk about this verse. Paul begins, for whatever was written in earlier times. The times he is referring to are the Old Testament times. The Apostle wrote his letter to the Romans in New Testament times, and he refers them back to the Scriptures, written and preserved by God, from the earlier times, the times when the men and women we read about in our Old Testaments lived. Tomorrow, I will pick up here in the middle of this verse and we'll uncover what benefit we receive when we read biblical history. Why should we even read the Old Testament? How can the first part of the Bible help us face whatever we're up against this week? We can see how the life of Christ, which opens the New Testament, is valuable, but Adam and Eve in the garden? When is the last time you spent the day walking through pretty gardens tending to your flowers? Moses trudging through the wilderness with 2 million people? When is the last time you did that? Or the two women, Naomi and Ruth, Naomi the mother-in-law and Ruth the daughter-in-law? Do you have one? What can they teach us? This isn't just history, this is ancient history. As we talk about history, I invite you to reach back into your own personal history. You can go as far back as your mind and emotions will carry you. If you are like me, then there is much in your history that you do not want to think about. You closed off that area in your mind. But there must be some memories that are pleasant and good. Capture those tonight if you would, perhaps writing them down, even just a short description. Have that piece of your history with you when you meet with me here this week. Let's complete our understanding of Romans 15, verse 4, and go back a little in time into history. Join me again tomorrow for another edition of Definition. Thank you for listening to this edition of the Definition Podcast. Drop me an email and tell me what you think. mark@godisministry.org. That's mark@godisministry.org. Please do share this with others, and be sure and join me for the next one.